The voices of Delmarva are as diverse as its landscape. Today we meet Angela Herbert Hodges, who came to the shore from northern England in 1988. As a painter and an outsider, she has fallen in love with the landscape and the people of Delmarva.
I love the rural area. You know, the fact that you can drive out of Salisbury and be in the country very quickly. And this beautiful sky, and you just have really flat fields going to the water. So, but you can always see the weather. It's really, you can see clouds coming in, and whether it's going to be a stormy day or a beautiful clear day. It is quite unique because we still have the fishing for crabs and oysters and rockfish and all of that.
And what about the people? What do you think about them?
They're a little suspicious of people who have just come to the area, I think, naturally, because we've all changed the peninsula here so much. But, of course, it's very easy to, as soon as you start talking to me, to know that I didn't grow up here.
Although there are some places where they still probably talk a little more like you than they suspect, I suppose.
On Smith Island, I recognize that. It was really fun to go there and hear that southwest accent, you know, the rolling oor, we had nurse on here. And and I understood everything really easily. Other people say it's difficult to comprehend that accent, but it's very familiar to me.
You talked to the watermen. Have you gotten to know the watermen very well at all? Or?
Some.
Yeah. How do they strike you? I mean, sometimes I think of them as sort of these very independent.
They are. They're sort of almost outrageous with their ideas, I think. But why not? Why should they comply to everything? Yeah, I think they're very... You have to be to go and work on the water all the time, I think, and hope that you get a good catch. You'd have to be really independent.
So tell me then a little bit about your paintings.
A piece that I just have done. It was done at Taylor's Landing in Girdletreek. It's a little shack on the Chesapeake Bay there. And it was right beside the water. The fishermen keep their boat in there. I liked the way that it had a very low wall, and then it was all this tin roof that battered the elements.
As you paint, because you have to be aware of this, that we are losing some things.
Yeah, I do notice some of the disrepair of the farms and the barns, you know, as I trundle down the highway. And I'm sorry that those farmers can't make a living anymore, because that's what it means. But there are some younger people coming in, because that's what this area is all about. It's not about housing developments. And I think that's what everybody has loved, the fact that, you know, there's fields and trees.
Angela Herbert Hodges, one of the many voices of Delmarva. This is Don Rush, and to hear this story again, please visit our website at delmarvapublicradio.net.